שכח שמו. The Mishnah said, "Chutz mi mitami mikdush v'kodshav," that over there there's no din of an Asham Toli. So ask the Gemara, "V'nisni nami chutz mi mishav olav yema kipurim." Why doesn't the Mishnah also list somebody who Yom Kippur passed by, and Yom Kippur shein maybe Asham Toli? Amar Rish Lakish. Kiktoni heche de isa lachatos v'achmona patre. When does the Mishnah list something which is excluded from an Oshem Toli? That's only if there's a chet, but there's no kol. But here there's no chet. Yom Kippur is mechapa. Ovol of Yom Kippurim less a lachatos tiko kopole. So therefore, that's not listed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Matami Mikdash Vikotshov, there's no Hashem Toli. That's, even though there's a Chet, there's no Hashem Toli. But here, there's no Chet. After Yom Kippur, the Chet is gone. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Reb Yochanan Omar, B'mevayet. We're talking about a case of Mevayet. The Ko'omar Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechapel. The Hoda Bei Bosa Yom HaKippurim Boi Lasui Yoshem Toli. Rabbi Yechanan says, by a Mevayet, Yom Kippur is not a Mechapel. Mevayet basically means, he says, I don't want a Kapo of Yom Kippur. I'm not interested in Yom Kippur. Either it means he doesn't want the Kapo of Yom Kippur, he's not Machshav the whole concept of Yom Kippur. So someone like that, he still would have to bring an Yoshem Toli after Yom Kippur. He holds Mevayet also has a kapor from Yom Kippur. Even the guy's Mevayet Yom Kippur, he has a kapor from Yom Kippur anyway. He could not hold of Yom Kippur, could not want a kapor from Yom Kippur, he's going to get a kapor anyway. Okay, so this right away the Gemara seems to be very difficult to understand. What's really the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asks, and when the Mishnah lists that Metami Mikdash V'Kodshav doesn't bring an Asham Toli, the Gemara should give another exclusion for Asham Toli, Yom Kippur. That if Yom Kippur passed by, there's no Asham Toli. The Gemara answers, well, there, the Gemara says, there's a Yom Kippur cleaned your scale? Rabbi Yechanan comes, he says, no, it's not that Yom Kippur cleaned your scale. We're talking about a Mevayet. And by a Mevayet, in a Chanami, by a Mevayet, Yom Kippur is not Mechapa. And then the Gemara goes to Machlekes for Shulkish and Biechan, and if it is, it's not. So the obvious question is, if the Gemara really held that the Mishnah should have listed Yom Kippur as one of the possibilities where there's no Hashem Toli, what's the answer in Mevayet? I mean, for the same money, the Gemara could have said a guy died before Yom Kippur. Right? The Gemara. You found an example where Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for him. That's really what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the reason why the Mishnah didn't list Yom Kippur as one of the options of where there's no Hashem Toli is because we have a case where Yom Kippur is not a Mechaper. Mevayet. Okay. So let the Mishnah list Yom Kippur in a case where you're not a Mevayet, a regular case. How did the Gemara get around the question? The Gemara's kasha was, that's L'chayra, the Gemara's kasha was, why didn't the Mishnah list Yom Kippur as an alternative to an Asham Toli? Well, you don't need an Asham Toli. Just like the Mishnah listed that Matami Mikdash Vikotshov doesn't bring an Asham Toli, the Mishnah should have also listed Yom Kippur as one who doesn't bring an Asham Toli. So the Gemara answers, well, one of the answers the Gemara gives, either we say that Taka in a Chanami, like a Shlokish, that the chet is not here, which also needs a lot of clarity, but that the chet is not here. Or the chet is here, The chet is here. It is like Yom Kippur is a machaper for the Ashram Tali. But we have a case where Yom Kippur is not machaper Ashram Tali. And that's if somebody's mevayet by Yom Kippur. Then Yom Kippur is not a machaper. How does that answer the question? The question was that the Mishnah should list the Yom Kippur alternative. So you tell me, well, I have a case where Yom Kippur is not an alternative. Okay, fine. So you have a case where Yom Kippur is not an alternative. But list it in a normal case where it is an alternative. It's very, very unclear what the Gemara's answers. So many of the Achronim asked this kasha, the Och Laner amongst them, what's the Gemara's answer? So I don't really know that that's the Gemara's kasha. If the Gemara's kasha is the way the Och Laner understands, then the Och Laner is 100% right. If the Gemara's kasha is that the Mishnah should have listed Yom Kippur, because in the flow of the Mishnah said that you bring an Ashram Toli except for Tumas Mikdash V'Kosher. The Mishnah should have also listed except for Yom Kippur. If that was the Gemara's Kasha, then the Aruch Laner is right. That the Gemara didn't really answer the question. The Gemara said, well, I have a case where Yom Kippur doesn't take care of Ashram Toli. Okay. But what about most cases? Yom Kippur does take care of Ashram Toli. Why didn't you say that? Oh, that's what I'm telling you. So really, the Gemara's kasha, this is what I think is the answer to the kasha of the Och Laner. I think the Gemara's question is not that the Mishnah should have listed Ashram Toli, Yom Kippur, in the pattern of the Mishnah of Tumas Mikdash V'Kotshev. Because Tumas Mikdash V'Kotshev, as David is saying, is a chet that does not require an Ashram Toli. What it doesn't have, I want it to require. It doesn't have an Ashram Toli attached to it. It's a type of chet. The Mishnah, if you look at the Mishnah is listing chatoim. Mishnah is not really listing korbanos. As we said in the beginning of the Masechta, the uniqueness of Masechta's krisis in Seder Kodshim is that Seder krisis is talking about the avera that the person did, not the korban really. I mean, the korban is secondhand. You know, Zvachin and Menaches and Mecheres were dealing with the Korban, right? Krisis were dealing with the person. That's high of the Korban. That's the difference between Krisis and the rest of Kodesh. So really, the Mishnah's listing, and the Mishnah listed that this Avera, Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav. So really, I believe that the Gemara wasn't asking that this fits in this list. The Gemara's only question was, why isn't there a second category, just to teach us this halacha, that Yom Kippur is mechaper on Ashram Toli? Not a question of it listing it together, it's part of a separate. And the answer to that is the Gemara is answering it on two angles, which both are required. The Gemara is saying very simple. The Gemara is saying no, because the reason why we don't bother Bechlal with talking about Yom Kippur as being an exclusion for Ashram Toli is because one of two things. Number one, either there's no Aveira, which is what Rabbi Yochanan says, or Yom Kippur doesn't work. There is no case where Yom Kippur is a replacement to an Ashram Toli. So it doesn't really, there's no reason to discuss it. The Gemara is just giving us a reason why Yom Kippur is not something to be discussed. Because Yom Kippur is only negiah to Ashram Toli. And by Ashram Toli, Yom Kippur is never an alternative to an Ashram Toli. Either there's no Avera, or there's no Kapara. But it does not, Yom Kippur is never considered a separate replacement. Now, why would we think it's a replacement? What does this mean? So this is what I want to explain. This is the Hemshech HaGemara. Because the Gemara now goes and says, Ubeplukte. The Gemara says that so far we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lokish, whether Mevayet B'Yom HaKippurim has a Kapara from Yom Kippur, doesn't have a Kapara from Yom Kippur. Machloikis. So now the Gemara says that this machloikis, whether Yom Kippur is mechaper or not, between Rabbi Yechon Rish Lokish, is hinged on another machloikis. What's this other machloekes? Ubepluk the Abaye v'Rav. We'll see the machloekes here between Abaye v'Rav. Why? Because the Omer lo yichaper li chatos. What happens if somebody's chayav a regular chatos? Regular chatos, a traditional chatos, and he says, "I don't want a kapara from the chatos. I'm not interested in the chatos being mechaper." Abaye omeni mechaperes. Abaye says it doesn't work. Kapara doesn't work. Rav omeni mechaperes. Rav says it does work. So now the Gemara wants to say, this is the machloikis between Rabbi Yechim and Shlokish, is the same machloikis as Abaye v'Rav. Now what the Gemara wants with this is totally mind-boggling. Abaye v'Rav came way after Rabbi Yechim and Shlokish. Rabbi Yechim and Shlokish, what a kagmoinim. Abaye v'Rav, what a basroi. What's the Gemara trying to say? The Gemara saying, well, oh, you know what? This machloikis, Rabbi Yechim Shlokish, is totally in a machloikis Abaye v'Rav that came later, and they argued about if you bring a chatas, you don't want a kapara. Zichr, Rabbi Yechim Shlokish don't need to find Abaye v'Rav's approval. So that's definitely not the... It's not a lema katanoi. Rabbi Yechim Shlokish don't need to have an approval of Abaye v'Rav. So that's definitely not what it is. That's usually when the Gemara brings down, look, the Gemara wants to say, well, these two are arguing with previous, that clearly is not what the Gemara is saying. So the only reason why the Gemara could possibly be bringing in Abaye v'Rav here is to try to shed light on the machloikas of Yechim and Shlokish. In other words, we don't understand fully what the machloikas of Yechim and Shlokish is. So we'll bring in Abaye v'Rav who argued in a similar thing, where over there it's clear that's the machloikas here between Yechim and Shlokish. So we're using really Abaye v'Rav like an art scroll, saying that they're giving us pshat in what Rabbi Yechim and Shlokish argued about. That's the, could be the only, if you look at it from that standpoint, it's very unclear what do we gain by this machloikis Abaye v'Rav. Abaye v'Rav have a different machloikis. Somebody brings a korban chatos, and he says, I don't want a kapara from this chatos. So the Gemara, they're machloikis Abaye v'Rav. Abaye says, not machab, Rav says, yeah machab. The Gemara says, hey, chadom aloy te korev. If a guy says, I don't want the chatas to be brought at all, there's no machlekes. Kuli alma loy pligi loy mechaperes. Everybody agrees, no kapor. If a guy says, I don't want a kapor, no kapor. Dichsiv yakrivo yisrei l'rtsoyne. It says, clearly it has to be l'rtsoyne. He says, I don't want it. I don't want the korb. I don't want the korb, not the kapor. I don't want the korb. Ki pligi do'omati korev loy techaper. Right, a strange fellow. He wants the chatos to be brought. But he doesn't want the kapor of the chatos. He doesn't want the kapor. So the shayl, so it's l'tzayna. Really, the chatos is being brought. And it's l'tzayna. So the Abaye says still, Abaye omeid mechaperes dom aloy tekaper. And Rova ma mechaperes kivin dom aloy tekorev kapor amemeil osin. Kapor amemeil akans. L'chayre, Rav is 100% right. Rav is 100% right. What is Abaye saying? Rav is 1,000% right. I mean, do we find this by any other korban? Let's say a guy brings a korban tomet. The kohen brings a korban tomet. And he has all the right kavanah. He has in mind l'shem mitzvah's tomet. He has in mind, you know, the l'shmo, all the finer kavanahs. But he says, but Klal Yisrael shouldn't be yotzei the chiyuv of Tomit. So have a meaning that Klal Yisrael not yotzei the chiyuv of Tomit. It's a Tomit. It's not up to you. If you have a, if now the fact is there are certain kind of chiyuvim that a person can say, I don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah. But those look, we find that in the Rishonim. We find in the Rishonim that even if you hold mitzvah saying tzriches kavona, if you have kavona not to be yotzer, but l'chora, what that means is a guy says, listen, I am counting svira now, and I don't want to do it l'shem mitzvah. I don't want to count for a mitzvah, for my obligation of svira. And therefore won't fulfill my obligation of svira. But imagine if a fellow says, listen, I want to count svira, and I want to count Sfira because Rabbeinu Shlom said I should count Sfira. L'shem mitzvah Sfira. But then I want that afterwards I should still be chayav in Sfira. The Rebbeinu Shlom says that if somebody counts Sfira, he's potter from Sfira. He says, I want to do a bris, I should be chayav in Hatofas Dam bris. After the bris, I should be chayav still to do Hatofas Dam bris. Sorry, there's no such chayav. You could have in mind, I'm not doing this L'shei Mitzvah. 100%. That's in your power. You could say, you know what, I'm not doing L'shei Mitzvah. And even in that, some hold your yotze anyway. So there, the Arishonim will say that if you protest, say, listen, I don't want to be yotze. But the way I understand I don't want to be yotze, that means I'm doing this action not to fulfill a mitzvah. I'm doing this action, stamina develop. That was the whole issue we discussed, why a tanai by mitzvah is not so partial that it should work at all. Who are you to make a tanai in a mitzvah? You make a mitzvah, you yotze the mitzvah. You have a tanai, you yotze. Who are you to make a tanai in a mitzvah, b'chlal? But that's partial like that. A guy eats matzah, l'shem matzah, mitzvah leil pesach. He has a kazayas. He says, but I would like that after I eat the kazayas, l'shem matzah, mitzvah, I should still be chayav to eat another kazayas. Sorry. That's really what every Baal Tosef is. A guy is a Baal Tosef. You know, I'd like to add to the mitzvah. I'd like there should be more to this mitzvah. The Banishram says that if you bring a chattas, and the chattas is brought l'shmo, l'shem hakom, l'shem hamachapel, l'shem, and it's brought, and you spritz the blood, you have a kapora. You say, well, I don't want that kapora to happen. So it's not up to you. That's not in your power to trigger. That's like being Mekadosh and Isha, but I don't want it to have the Yisur of Eishes Ish. It's a Mekadosh and Isha. I don't want it to have an Yisur of Eishes Ish. I'd like to be Mekadosh or Taka. L'shem Kiddushin. But I wouldn't like her to become Osir Al Eishes Ish. That's not an option. You could go say, I'm putting the ring on her finger, and I don't have intention, l'shem kedushin. That isn't your power. Absolutely. That's not kedushin. But the Gemara is not dealing here that it's not a chattas. It's a chattas, and it's being brought l'fena. Because the Gemara says, if you don't want the chattas to be brought, then it's not a chattas. It has to be l'fena. So who are you, b'chlal, to... Which is exactly what Rava says. That's what Rava says. Kivon da'omar tikorev. That means Rava's agreeing. If you don't want the whole korban, no problem. But once you want the korban, and now you say, I don't want the kapora is not yours.
Just an effect.
It's an effect. Which is what he says. Kapora memelosi. Which exactly, I'm saying the best example would be Isra Shasish. Isra Shasish is a consequence of Kiddushin. You cannot want Kiddushin, that's in your power. But you cannot want Kiddushin and not have the consequences of Kiddushin. If you want to be Mekadosh a woman and create a Chalois Ishus, there's going to be the consequences that she's also Al Seishes Ish. You can't do one without the other. But here, for some reason, Abaya seems to be saying that there's this new concept that, the truth is, Abaya gives no mocker to what he says. I think Abaya is the plea. Rava the Pasha. Rava is saying, what do you mean? You did what the Torah said, gives the kapora, you did it, it's done. You don't want that the things should happen the way the Torah says they happen. That's like doing tamura, not wanting that it should become tamura. I don't want it to be hoyo tamura sayyir kodesh. Too bad. That's the consequences of tamura. It's a pellet. Okay. So the Gemara says, "V'hoda be'Rava." The Gemara wants to bring a raya that Rava was choizer from his shita, even though Rava's shita l'chayr is the more mistaver shita. The Gemara wants to say Rava was choizer from this shita, and the Gemara says like this: what's the raya was choizer? Kidasanya. Yochel ye'yem ha'kipur mechaper al shoven v'al shal shen shoven. You would think Yom Kippur is mechaper both if you did tshuva, if you didn't do tshuva. V'dinu. Uma chatas v'osham mechaperim v'yem ha'kippur mechaper. Chatas and osham is mechaper and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Ma chatas v'osham ein mechaperin ela al ha'shovim. Chatas and osham is only mechaper if you do tshuva. Af yem ha'kippur mechaper ela al ha'shovim. Look, that's not muchach. Imam et pachatas for oshon, shein mechaprin ala mezid kishoygik. It's a weaker kapora chatas, because a chatas is only mechapra if you're a shoygik, not if you're a mezid. Toima b'yem ha-kipurim, shein mechaprin ala mezid kishoygik. For hoilu mechaprin ala mezid kishoygik, mechaprin al shovin v'al shein shovin. Perhaps Yom Kippur has the ability to be mechaprin even if you don't do tshuva. Tamaloymar acholok. Okay, so we see that Yom Kippur is not machalak. It's not machab. Says the Gemara, my shovin v'shein shovin. What's the case of when it says machatas for oshom is not machaper on ein shovin? Yom Kippur is also not machaper on ein shovin. What does the word shovin mean? Ilema shovin means shogeg. Which again is, I think it's a tremendous plea. What does that mean, shoven? How do you put into shoven meaning shegek? Shoven is tshuva. Shoven means you returned. The Gemara says like this: Ilay mo shoven shegek, loy shoven mezid. So the Gemara holds that would be a good pshat. The Gemara holds that it could be that shoven, the word shoven doesn't mean tshuva. Shoven means you did the aver b'shegek, and ene shoven means you did the aver b'mezid. How in the world does that fit into the words of shoving? But the Gemara holds it does. The Gemara has a different problem. The Gemara says that can't be. Hoktani loyim amr pechatas v'oshem. Chatas and oshem is only brought for a shegik. Right? The whole chatas v'oshem is only by a shegik, not by a mezid. So it can't be that the shoving and the enish shoving is talking about shegik and mezid, because that's not even in the picture. When we're talking about a chatas and a oshem, we're not talking about mezid, because you never bring a chatas or a oshem for a mezid. So it can't be that. Elo ki od ula. Om Rabbi Yechanan. Perhaps it's talking about the case of Ula, who says, ochal chela v'hifrish korban. If somebody was mafrish a korban after they ate chela v'himil dosa, and then after they separated the korban, they became a mumer. Okay. The chozar boy, hoyu v'nitcha yitche. Maybe that's what it means. It's talking about a case where a guy, he did a chet b'shoigik. He ate chelav b'shoigik. He brought a cup, he was mafra shakob. And then he turned into a mumer. And while he was a mumer, the carbon couldn't be brought. Right? While he was a mumer, you can't bring a cob. So at that point, the carbon became possible. Now he can't bring the carbon onward. Now this at least, this okimta at least in the Gemara, works in the word shoven. Why? Because this we could, even though hamer, the way it would work, the way it would read is very simple. Shoven is somebody who actually did tshuva from beginning to end, meaning from when he knew he did the chet, he did tshuva. Ein shoven is somebody who when he got wind of that fact that he did an avera, he went back. He was amazed. When he was Hamir Dosai. So that at least fits in to Shoven Ve'enish Shoven. At least we could fit that into the words. Shoven Ve'enish Shoven. Meaning, Chatas V'oshem is not Mechaper for somebody who's not Shov from beginning until the end. Says the Gemara, Nihi De'itchi Mikarbon, although the Korban became Pasul, what does that have to do with Yom Kippur? Gavar Bar Kaporel. So when we talk about Yom Kippur, it wouldn't make any sense, because the guy's still a bar kapara. Elo, it must be, shoven, to omar yechaper alai chatosi. We're trying to find a case that fits chatos and fits Yom Kippur. Because the b'rais is going back and forth, shoven and ain't shoven, by chatos and by Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara is trying to match it. Shoven the ain't shoven, by chatos and by Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, what would be the case? Shoven the Omer Yechaper Alay Chatosi. Ain't Shoven the Omer Lo Yechaper Alay Chatosi. I don't want a kapor from the Chatos. Oh, so if that's the case, so, and that's what the Gemara means, Shema Amino. So number one, the Gemara says we see that if you say you don't want a kapor from Yechatos, you don't get one. That's number one. You don't get a kapor. Again, I don't know exactly how that fits into shoving and ain't shoving, we'll see. And the Gemara wants to say, if that's the case, the conclusion of the Braisa is that Yom Kippur is also not Mechaper, if you don't want the Kapara. Because that was, the conclusion of the Braisa was that Chatas and Oshem and Yom Kippur are the same. They're both not Mechaper on Ein Shovim. We only had a Shiloh, what's called Ein Shovim? First we thought Ein Shovim maybe means Shogeg Mezid, we knocked that off because Chatas is not by Mezid. Then we thought Shovin Ein Shovin maybe means by Hamer Dosoi. We said, no, that doesn't fit either. So the end is we said it must be Shovin Ein Shovin means that you Mevayet B'Yom HaKippur, Mevayet B'Kapur, you don't want the Kapur. And on that, the conclusion of the Braisa is that Ein Shovin doesn't work not by Chatos V'Osham and not by Yom HaKippur. So basically, Rav is going to have to retract. Rava, who said that the kapar of the chatas works in such a case, is going to have to retract, number one. And number two, Rava said, Rava's talking about a chatas. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are all going to have to also have to revisit their machloikas and also come out that Yom Kippur is not a machloikas. That's what comes out from the way the Gemara is reading here. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, now, it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't talk b'chlal about tshuva, actual tshuva. The Gemara doesn't have any discussion here from beginning to end whether we're talking about a case here where the guy, all of a sudden now we're going to go into tshuva. Till now, we're going into every possibility but tshuva. So far, we were discussing every scenario except for tshuva, till now. All of a sudden now, we're going to go to Yom Kippur, we're going to start talking about tshuva. Till now we were talking about Mevayet. The guy wants the Kapara, he doesn't want the Kapara. Right? The guy was a Mumer in the middle, he wasn't a Mumer in the middle. Oh, Tshuva didn't even come into the discussion. Tshuva was Poshet. One way or the other. Tshuva seemed to have been Poshet in the Gemara, one way or the other. So the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari in Meseches Yuma, he says, he holds that the reason why tshuva wasn't discussed in our Gemara from beginning to end is because tshuva is definitely not ma'akev. Tshuva is definitely not ma'akev. You don't need tshuva. Meaning, if you bring a chatas v'osham, you have a kapara. Even though the Gemara says, chai v'chatois v'osham, I say, mischapen atche yizvadu, that's an inyan. But avadi, even if they don't do tshuva, the chatas v'osham is mechapen. That's how the Gvuras Ari learns. That's how he understands it. And that's why the Gemara till now didn't even bring in tshuva. Because tshuva is not even an option. We're looking at, even as I told you, the word shav, l'chayr, means tshuva. That's what it always means. But for some reason that we were staying away from that like the plague. We're not tshuva, we're not talking here. Why are we talking about tshuva? Tshuva didn't make it into the Gemara till now. All of a sudden now, the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara, let's just finish off the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'rminu, I'll ask you a question, Estira. It says, Yochol lo yehe yom kippur mechaper el al shenisane boi v'lo yose boi melocha v'koro bo mekadesh. Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper somebody who recognizes Yom Kippur, who keeps Yom Kippur, who says, loy nisane, if a guy didn't fast, for loy osa, for osa boy malach, he does with malach, then, for loy koi mikoy kodesh, yochol, loy ye yem ha-kippur mechaper, maybe Yom Kippur doesn't work for him, tamud loy ma'ar yem ha-kippur mhu mikoy mok. So here all of a sudden we see that Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if you're mevayet, b'yem ha-kippur. So now we have a contradiction. The last Sifra said that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Now all of a sudden the Sifra says it is Mechaper. Says the Gemara of Tarvayus Tam Sifra. They're both a Sifra. It's a contradiction. Does Yom Kippur work if you don't want it to work? Or don't recognize Yom Kippur? Does it not work? Says the Gemara. Kashin Adori? Omer Abai Eloi Kashin. Ho Rebbe, some have the gears to the Shita as the gears to Ho Rebbe, Ho Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Either way, it's all Rabbi Alibin, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Adidei. The Sanyo, Rabbi Yoimer, Kol Aver Sheba Torah. Now all of a sudden Tshuva comes in. Till now the word Tshuva was not even mentioned or discussed. Now all of a sudden we're talking about Tshuva. Kol Aver Sheba Torah, Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein Lo Yosa Tshuva, Yema Kippur Mechab. All the Averis in the Torah, you have a couple. Chutz mi Perek Oil, Umigal Eponim Ba Torah, Umefer Bris Bosa. Except if somebody is Perek Oil, he's not Bikredos. Or he's Megal Eponim Ba Torah. He criticizes, like what we call Bible criticism type of thing, right? Or he's Mefer Bris Bosa as Bris Mila. Shemosa Tshuva Yem Kippur Mechaba, Vimlav En Yem Kippur Mechaba. So you see here, that Rebbe Taka holds Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if you don't do Tshuva. Who was talking about Tshuva? Till now we were talking about Mevayah P'yem HaKippurim and Eina Mevayah P'yem HaKippurim. Where do you see from here? All of a sudden now the Gemara went to the new thing of Tshuva. Okay? Rav Omar Hova Ho Rebbe Alibi De Nafshe Umoy De Rebbe Ba'averos Yom HaKippurim Gufei Deloy Mechaper. Yom Kippur only works on the Averis that were done during the year. But the Averis on Yom Kippur itself, which this is a Machlokes Rishonim, what it means, Yom Kippur itself, does it mean the Averis of Yom Kippur, meaning eating, doing Malacha, Yom Kippur Averis, or Averis that were done on Yom Kippur, could be any Aver, Chalev, something you did on Yom Kippur. Either way, Yom Kippur, based on the Averis that you did on Yom Kippur itself, then Avadet's loy mechap. There, Avadet's not mechap, Yom Kippur, unless you do tshuva. The loytei mahoche, chorus Yom Kippur, the Rebbe, kiven the bekol shata v'shata mechap, beichem ishkachas loy. How do you ever have chorus of Yom Kippur? Simultaneously, while you do the Avera, you have a kapora. There's no such thing as chorus. Says the Gemara, tenach chorus the leila. The Gemara says, it's dilma dov avid to kula leila b'hadi amal shacham is. Ah, you'll tell me maybe he died before the morning, and the morning is when the kapara begins. The Gemara says, fine. The Lord will chapa leitenech chorus the laila, but the Torah gives us a separate chorus for yoyim. Chorus the imam eich mishkachas lo. Umay kushi says, the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Dilma b'hadi do'ochol namo chakante humsa. While he was eating with the bread, he got choked on a piece of meat or a bone. Or he did something right before the end of Yom Kippur, that there was no time. In other words, the Gemara basically saying a chiddush. Yom Kippur, it's a cleanser, but it only cleanses after the Aver is completed. So if you finish the Aver and there's no time to, it's a process, two-step process. Chet, because you could learn, it cleanses as you go along. You start doing the Aver, it cleanses it. This is very similar to what we had in the Daf, the end of the Masechta, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara talks about a Chatzis Shir on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper on a Chatzis Shir, if you remember. Those of you that are doing the Daf, the Gemara says that if you have a half a Shir on Yom Kippur, if you have a half a Shir, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Technically, if you then do another Chatzis Shir afterwards of the Issa, you'd still have to bring then a Korban because the Chatzis Shir didn't get a Kapor. The Gemara discusses that. But anyway, the Gemara says like this, Inami, Bahadi Dova Lavid, so while he did something, Posek Mori, Lishake, you miss. Okay, he killed himself. The way Avale shows be Imam al-Khabal. But Al Kuponim, now all of a sudden the Gemara starts talking about Shuvah. Till now the Gemara didn't say a word about Shuvah. Period. So why not? Why didn't the Gemara discuss Shuvah? So actually, the Gvur Sari himself asked this question. He says that the Gemara brings that Rebbe is Soyser himself. And the Gemara says, Yom HaKippur mechaper af peloy tshuva, akati yein bezeh mokor el yina tshuva sheinim ma'akav. You see, tshuva is not ma'akav. Avul din mevayir pi Yom HaKippurim shechsorin noisav. Minolon shesov ha-shem mechaper. How do we know that according to Rebbe, that if somebody says, I don't want Yom Kippur to be Mechaper, that it is. That's not even discussed here. It's Machloikas. If you need Tshuva, you don't need Tshuva. Doesn't discuss Mevayit. But the Gemara now jumps from Osa Tshuva to Loy Osa Tshuva to Mevayit B'Yom HaKippurim. That's a tremendous jump. Gvuras Ari, Shagas Aryeh, he has approached as follows. He learns that Osa Tshuva and Loy Osa Tshuva only relates to a Mezid, not to a Shegeg. A Shegeg, whether he did Tshuva or he didn't do Tshuva, a Shegeg, once he brings a Korban, he has a Kapara. And even though there's a mitzvah, his Vadas, but he says, even if he wouldn't be Mizvada, he would still get a Kapara. That's his Shita, the Gvuras Ari. By a Mezid, that's not that way. By a Mezid, technically, if you don't do tshuva, then it's not going to work for you. Can't work for you. Now, what does he do? Where does he get this from? Because our Gemara, again, doesn't discuss tshuva till we get to Yom Kippur. Our Gemara only discusses Nevayet. Eine Reutze Bekapora. Eine Reutze Bekapora doesn't have to do anything with tshuva. Has nothing to do with tshuva. Because a person could do tshuva and not want a kapara. And a person could definitely want a kapara and not do tshuva. But one thing has nothing to do with the other. Most people want kapara. Right? Most people want kapara. Why the guy don't want kapara? Whatever, the guy doesn't want kapara. Most people want kapara. The whole machloik is between Abaye v'Rov is a mud in the case. The guy wants the korban, but he doesn't want the kapara of the korban. He wants the korban. He wants to bring the chatas for the chalif that he ate, but he doesn't want the kapara. So these are two, in l'chora, they are two completely independent issues. One is somebody doesn't want the kapara, and one is somebody doesn't do tshuva. Now, if you look at the Gemara that we brought down here in the Maram Mekoymus in Zvochim, the Gemara discusses about an oila. The Gemara wants to know what is an oila, what type of korban is an oila? Meaning, is an oila come for a chet? Or is an oil just a present? Well, what's the characteristic of a carbon oil? So the Gemara says, Omar Rava, oil derinhu. An oil is a present. The Gemara says. Why is oil a present? Very simple. The Gemara says, the guy's bringing an oil, why? Because he was over, let's say the guy was over some Avera. He was Mavakal and Asay, which is the classic, right? Or let's say he did a lav that there's no Malkus. He brought an oil. So the Gemara says very simple. Either lek or tshuva, if the guy didn't do tshuva, zevach reshoim toyeva, doesn't work. The korban wouldn't work. He's a rosha. We wouldn't take his korban. The either iko tshuva, says the Gemara, if the guy did tshuva, so then, hotanya over al mitzvah zaseh vishov, Loizos Mishom Achemoichlam Loi. Eloshma Mino Derinhu. Tanya Mahochim, Rav Shimon Chatas Lomabo, Lachapel, Lomabo Lufneoilo, the proclet first, the proclet goes in, the defender, and once you win the case, Derin Achrov, you send a present of appeasement after you got a kapor. That's the Gemara. So what do you see from this Gemara? L'chayra, this Gemara is clearly not like the Gvuras Ari. The Shagas Aryeh is saying that Shuv is not makif. Even though there's an Inyan, a mitzvah is vadas, and Chai v'chatois v'ashomis is mitzvah is vadas, but that's not makif the kapara. If a guy l'maisa didn't do tshuva, in his heart of hearts, he didn't do tshuva, the chatas will still work. Here the Gemara says clearly not like him. Here the Gemara says black and white that if the guy is loyal to tshuva, is zevach reshoim toyev? No, it's not talking about Yom Kippur. Rebbe and Rabbanon machlekes l'gabi Yom Kippur. We're talking about stam chayv echatoyes v'ashem. It's chayv ekobonos. So here's stam. The guy's chayv a regular korban. Rava says that this korban has to be that he did tshuva. Because if you didn't do tshuva, zevach reshon toyevo. The Gvuras Ari is telling us that that's not the case. So the Gvuras Ari knew about this Gemara in Zvachim. And he makes a distinction. He says there's something called shoygeg, and there's something called mezid. And by shoygeg, even if you don't do tshuva, it's still not a zevach reshon. Zevach reshon toyevo is only somebody who did a crime. He did a chet b'mezid and he didn't do tshuva. If he did a chet b'mezid, he didn't do tshuva, then it's zevach l'shoram tereva. That's the way he navigates this. The way he navigates through the sugya is like this. Zevach l'shoram tereva is a guy who does mezid and no tshuva. Zevach l'shoram tereva. On that, there's no debate. The kol won't work. But we're not talking about that. Our whole sugya increases over here by chatois and hashomois. We're talking about a guy who did a chet b'shoigeg. If a guy did a chet b'shoigeg, there's no shaila, says the Shagas Aryeh. Even if he didn't do tshuva, we're going to accept the kol. The korban is accepted and he has a kapor. The machloikes between Abaye and Rove, between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, is only b'chiyai gavna where the guy doesn't want the kapor of the korban. But if it's just he didn't do tshuva, then there'd be no shayla avada. That's his approach. And therefore, it's very simple. As the Gemara gets into Yom Kippur is also mechaper on a mezid, just like a shaykh. And therefore, Yom Kippur, if you don't do tshuva, then you're equivalent to a mevayet. You follow? In other words, a shoygeg mevayet is on the level of a mezid. Because what is mevayet? A mevayet means an intention, like an intentional merida. That's what mevayet is. I don't want a kapur. I'm not interested. The Rebbeinu Shlomo shouldn't take care of me. Okay? That's a mevayet. A shoygeg can only turn into a mezid through being a mevayet. So really, if you want to put it into perspective, the longest is that there's only a kapara for a shaykh. There's really only a kapara for a shaykh. Okay? A merit, there's no kapara on a merit. If somebody does a chep a mezid, there's no kapara for a mezid as a korm. Right? So now we understand. Now let's go to Abaye. We get a little bit perspective in Abaye. Abaye says, I don't want a kapara. You don't want a kapara means you're oymed in merida. Now you're like a mezid. Rav is screaming, what do you mean? Chatos is a mechaper. It's not your business. You have nothing to do with the chatos doing its kapara. You absolutely do. Because the chatos is only mechaper on a shogeg. But by you saying, I intentionally don't want the kapara, that means I intentionally want to be separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're now in an amazed state. In a mezid state, there's no kapor. Even though you did the chet b'shoigeg. But today you're a mezid. Today you're a mezid. That's the pshat. Oh, so I want to tell you, I hold that the way he's learned, the whole sugi is going to become clear. He's rather not addressing our sugi in this regard. But I think that's pshat in Abaye. Abaye says that this is it now. Rava really would agree with Abaye. The only thing is, Rava holds the chet is viewed as one thing and the kapor is viewed as something else. So even though we may look at you as somebody who's amazed on a kapora, we look at the kapora. I think this is the nekuda hamachloikas. Between Abaye and Rava, there's one nekuda hamachloikas. And that is the kapora and the chet one thing? Is the kapora and the chet one thing? Or do we look at it like, listen, let's say a guy ate chelav b'shoigeg, right? And gradually has another problem. He doesn't wear tefillin. Or he eats nevelos. Okay? And now he wants a kapora for the fact that he ate chelav. And he's shov. He does tshuva shleima from the chelav. So then, what are you going to tell me? But Lagabi Nevelos, he has a problem. That's not going to stop his kapora from the chatos. He has a kapora from the chatos. So Rava, that's how Rava looks at it. Rava says, listen, the guy's a bad guy. I mean, the guy says, I don't want a kapora. I don't want to burn. I want to have this. It's true. It's not good. The guy's not good. The bad guy. But Lamaisa, the chet of eating chelav was done b'shoikik. And on that, there's a kapora. Kapora memei la'asya. That's Rava Shita. Abaye says no. Abaye says the kapor is linked to the chet. You not wanting a kapara to the chet means that you want the chet to shtickle. And the male on that, there's no kapara of a chattas. That's what Abaye is saying. On that, there's no kapara. Because the carbon is only mechaper an absolute shoygik. The carbon doesn't work for mezidus. It works for absolute shoygik. Shoygik means there can't be any element of this chet that you're amazed on. If you're amazing, and that's the machloikis. And that's why Abaye doesn't, it's strange, Abaye doesn't really add anything to explain his opinion. He just says, it's not mechaper, it's loibaye loibakapora. So we said, well, Rav is talking further. What's Abaye saying? Abaye saying is, if you don't want the kapara, it means you want the chet. If you want the chet to shtickle, you can't have a kapara. You're amazing. We didn't get the mavayit yet. We didn't even get the mavayit. The mavayit is Yom Kippur. So far we're talking about a guy who brings a chatas, and he says, I don't want that the chatas should be mechaper. We didn't get the Mavayit yet. Mavayit and the Kapora. I don't want this Kapora. I don't want the Kapora of the Chattas. We didn't get the Mavayit in the Kippur. There's separate Machlekes in here in the Gemara. One Machlekes is Mavayit. The guy brings a Chattas and a Oshem. He says, I don't want to give the Chattas for Oshem to be Mechaper. I'm bringing it, but I don't want the Chattas for Oshem to be Mechaper. That's really the whole debate between Abaye and Rove, as to whether the mevayet in the kapora gives you, takes away your status of a shoygig, and therefore you, there's no chattas for you till you shove from that. Mevayet means I still want the chet on my cheshbon. I still want, it's exactly what the Rishonim explained it. I still want that the chet should be on my cheshbon. I don't want that the Rebbeinu Shlom should take the chet off my cheshbon.
I still want to be moiled in the
Rebbeinu Shlom? No. That alone is a merida, saying that I want the chet. The Rambam explains that when a person does an avera, he's merachek himself from the Rebbeinu Shlom. He's separate. There's a bridge, there's a gap between him and the Rebbeinu Shlom. Saying I don't want a kapara means I still want that gap between me and the Rebbeinu Shlom. Oh, you still want the gap between you and the Rebbeinu Shlom. And you're doing that knowingly. You know that. Now you know you did the chet. Today, you know you did the chet. And you still want that should be there. So on that, you're amazed. You're amazed on wanting the toitzah of that chet. So on that, we don't find a kapara. That's a biased point. A biased point is we don't find a kapara on such a thing. We don't find a kapara on such a thing. Now we also understand how the Gemara wanted to put in shoven the ain shoven, because I asked you, what does that have to do with the Gemara says that shoven the ain shoven must be a guy who says, I want the kapara, I don't want the kapara. What's the with shoven the ain shoven? The guy could have, the teretz is, because if the guy, the Gemara is trying to bring a raya, that taka, when you don't do tshuva, when you don't want the kapara, you're still in the state of chet. We were asking, that was our kasha originally. We said, how did the Gemara stick in, shoven the ain shoven? How did the Gemara stick that in, shoven the ain shoven, to mevayet? But the way we're learning now, it's very simple. Because if somebody's mevayet, the pshat is he's not a shov. Because the whole point of Abaye is that they're linked. The kapara and the chet are one. By you knowingly not walking away from the kapara, it's a way of you knowingly clinging to the chet. And that's why the shov, the ain shov, fits to mevayet. Even though the mevayet could have done tshuva on eating chelev. Chotosi avisi pashati feeding chelev. I won't eat chelev anymore. But I still, I buy holes, but if you still want that connection to the chelev, that you don't have a kapara from it, that's enough to hold you back. So that's why it's still included in the lashon of shov and ain shov, because that's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is putting it into the lashon of shov and ain shov. The Gemara is putting in mevayet, meaning mevayet pekapori. So I don't want this kapora. The Gemara is calling that ain shov, and now we understand also shaykh mezid, because Shoigeg and Mezid is also the same issue. The Shoigeg and Mezid, the way we're explaining is like this. The whole controversy, everybody agrees that if you did a chet per Mezid and you didn't do tshuva, then you're still in the chet. Zevach Rishon Tayev, that's the whole sugya in Zevach. Right? If you did per Mezid, there's no controversy. Rav is the one. Rav from our sugya is the one in Zevachim that says that Oyla Doirenhu, this is Rava, this is the same Rava over here, that says the Kapor works, right? Rava in Zevachim says that if you didn't do tshuva, Zevach Rishon Toyeva, right? But the way the Shagas Aryeh learns the Sugya, over there, is that he's only talking about a Mezid. What does that mean? Because Rava holds that if somebody did the Chet of a Mezid, and he doesn't do tshuva, he's still Oduk in the Chet. The guy did a b'shoigig, then, so that's the pshat. The Gemara says, my la, the Gemara, first of Kimta was, maybe we're talking about shoigig and mezid. When it says shov, it means shoigig. When it says loy shov, it means mezid. So we asked, what does that have to do with shoigig and mezid? Shov and loy shov, is tshuva or not tshuva? The teretz is, because shoigig is never called a rasha. No, according to Rava, Shoigeg is, you're never called a Rosh. That's the whole Shagas Aryeh. Even if you don't do tshuva, you're not called a Rosh. As long as you don't keep on doing the Aveira, you're not called a Rosh. Now you know it's an Aveira, you don't keep on doing it, you're not a Rosh. You don't have to do tshuva to get a Kapor. That's the whole Gvur Sari. You don't need to do tshuva. Also, so therefore, that's why the Gemara first wanted to say that maybe when it says Shov and Ain Shov, it's talking about Shoigeg and Mezid, because by Mezid, Taka, by Mezid, the fact that you're still there, you're Taka, you're an Ein Shov. But by a Shoigeg, just the fact, that's the whole point of Rova. Rova holds just the fact that you stop the Chet, and from here on, you're not doing the Chet. That's it. You don't have to do tshuva on what happened in order to get a Kapor. That's the whole point of the Shagas Aryeh, that the Zevach Rishon Tayev is only on a Mezid. Okay, you know, we'll stop here already. The Ramah didn't get to Ramah's a whole different sheet.
No, but in
the Ramah's based on Hagoyes Hashri. The Ramah's task was like Hagoyes Hashri, which is a whole different shot.
Oh, okay,
so I didn't even go into it. That's a whole. That's nothing to do with what I was saying. That has nothing to do with what I was saying. That's Yom Kippur.
Okay, but she was teaching a word in Mevayit.
No, because Mevayit Yom Kippur is one thing, and Mevayit Pekapor is another thing. Mevayit Pekapor say, I don't believe in the Kapor.
I don't think it's going to be Moil.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so that's be clarified.
But the Gemara calls him Mevayit also. The Gemara is Mevayit, so I'm saying. So you're doing something else completely. This is Agoyis Hashri, Ramah Pasen Agoyis Hashri.
It's a whole different Mahalat. I know that the teaching of Mevayit means. Not that I'm still holding in my merida.
Even the one who holds Mevayit means even Agoyis Hashri agrees that Mevayit Pekapor is a different Mevayit Kapor.
I'm still holding in my merida. Yeah,
no, I want to bring the Kohom, and I'm I do believe in the Kohom. I don't want the Kapor.
Yeah, but what does that mean when you say I want to still have that chait between me and the Rav Hashem?
Yeah.
That's a merida. Of course, that means I want to have the distance.
Exactly.
But if you hold that biyut doesn't bechlal mean, that means I just don't think it's.
But again, nobody holds that way by Kohom. You know what I'm saying? This is Agoyis Hashri. Yes, because that's the whole sugya. If you learn the sugya, we're talking about a guy brings a